Welcome to the Metabolic MD. Health means everything. We all seek optimal health, but most of us do not know how to achieve it. Dr. Paul Kaladzic has spent a career in the emergency department. Now, he helps his patients avoid ever ending up there. During these podcasts, you'll learn how you can lose weight and prevent and reverse disease through new technology, a modified diet, and the use of some new recently approved FDA medications. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical provider. Let's listen in.
Hey, we're back at the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. I'm Terry O'Brien, your producer, along with Danielle Myers, your producer.
Hello.
And the man of the hour, Dr. Paul Kaladzic.
Hello.
I guess I need to first say, and make sure I'm saying this right, happy Good Friday. And that is, I'm okay to say that, correct, Danielle?
I say it. I don't know if that makes it.
Okay, well, I want to make sure I'm not saying anything that's wrong. It is, we're coming to Easter weekend. People are going to be feasting a lot and eating a lot. So I figured why not start out by saying happy Good Friday.
Yes, yes. Well, if you follow certain religious traditions, you are fasting today.
Okay.
That's great.
Terry just had a handful of chocolate raisins.
That fits right in.
That does fit right in. So we talked before I hit the record button on this podcast about all the things going on with Ozempic, Roe, all these companies that are out there pushing these medicines. Are these things addictive? Can we get off these medicines once we get on them?
So my perspective is that they are not physically addictive. You can stop them anytime. You aren't going to have physical withdrawal from them. But I think to a significant extent, they're psychologically addictive because there is significant risk of weight regain when you go off the medications, and people don't want to face that. So they avoid going off the medications. They actually start the medications and then to some degree can feel trapped that they have to continue the medications.
But aren't they trapped? Really? Seriously, think about it. If the whole goal to take the medicine, I want to lose weight. If I go off the medicine, I gain the weight back, so they are trapped.
Yeah, I think to a great degree, unless you do the things that we talk about on this podcast all the time to get off the medications. And now these medications have been around long enough, Terry, that I am now having patients come to me that were placed on the medications, were never put on a program with a plan to get off the medications, and they're coming to me for assistance in getting off the medications.
So another doctor put them on, or another doctor prescribed them, saying, hey, try this stuff.
Or you know what's going on out there in terms of the telemedicine supply of these medications. I mean, telemedicine is great. I do telemedicines in Ohio, Indiana, Florida, and Arizona with my patients. But there are a lot of commercial companies out there that are basically having people spend a few minutes with a provider, sending them medicine without any kind of comprehensive program to go along with that. And that's when you get trapped, because you're taking medicine and you aren't doing the other things you need to get off that. You know, there's a commercial now on TV.
Danielle was saying that.
Which is basically lose all the weight you want. It takes 20 seconds a week. So in other words, it takes the time it takes to do your injection, 20 seconds a week. You don't got to work out. You don't got to worry about your diet. You don't have to think about intermittent fasting. All you have to do is take 20 seconds a week and you're going to have the perfect body. So it's just crazy.
Yeah. So Danielle, you were talking about the commercial where that shows the lady injecting herself.
Yeah. Should they like pull the fat and then they put the little pen in? And I don't think people really understand how this medication works. I think they're like, oh, I'm injecting myself with a pen. So how does the medication actually work?
Well, the medicine has three mechanisms of action. The first is it slows the emptying of your stomach. Slows gastric emptying is the term that's used. So your stomach is fuller for a longer period of time. The other thing it does is it lowers blood sugar. It doesn't cause hypoglycemia. It doesn't cause low blood sugar events, but it lowers blood sugar into a lower range than you would otherwise have. So you're burning fat instead of blood sugar, and that helps you lose weight. And then the third effect is a direct effect on the brain, the hypothalamus in the brain, that hunger center in the brain, to suppress your hunger. So that's the way they work.
So the reason we decided to do this podcast about this topic was you have some information that could be useful to folks about how to get off this medicine, right? Without suffering either withdrawal or weight gain.
Weight regain, right. Yeah.
So what are the tips there?
So again, a significant part of my practice now is people coming to me that have been on the medicines for a while that have not been involved in the program. So the first piece of advice I would have for people is if you're considering going on these medications, do it as part of a comprehensive program. You know, that's what I've been doing in my practice for 7 years, well before the medications came out. And we will revisit this discussion of how low carb is the best way to approach that, intermittent fasting and strength training, because of course you're losing muscle mass when you're on these medications. So my first piece of advice is as you're starting using these medications, begin with the end in mind, as we talk about, and begin with a plan to eventually come off the medications. But then the other group of people I'm now seeing that are coming to me because of, you know, my long-term experience with metabolic health and weight loss using the other tools in the tool chest, is that you need to go ahead and start, you know, the medicine with part of a program that will allow you eventually to get off the medications.
So every night, I mean, this is not just random. It's every night there's a story about Ozempic, mm-hmm. a story about some of these medicines. You know, are doctors prescribing these like statins? They're just going, somebody's going in overweight and the doctor's saying, hey, well, let's try this new medicine. Are they even trying anything else?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on, and it's going on, I think, in two ways. One is some primary care docs are prescribing these medicines. And, you know, with deference to my primary care colleagues, that's never seemed to be a real good setting to provide good intervention related to diet and exercise. You know, the traditional thinking is you go in and see your doctor once every 6 months or a year, and you're a little bit overweight. And the doctor says, well, eat less and move more. Just eat less and move more.
Right.
And you're going to be good. So it's happening in that setting, but right now it's happening a lot with the national companies that are doing, commercials related to this.
The marketing budgets are billions. Yeah. It has to be billions of dollars in this.
Huge. Yeah.
And, you know, we're a contrast to that. I consider my practice as a small boutique telemedicine practice,
right,
where we really focus on, you know, personal attention to individuals with the other important pieces of the pie here.
Go ahead, Danielle.
So if everyone's pushing, or a lot of big national companies are pushing for this magic pill method, what can you do as a small boutique practice to really get people to understand that it's not a magic pill? It can be a tool in the toolbox. What specifically can you tell people to
do? Well, I think the first thing is just to educate people regarding this issue. You know, if you're going to start this medication, what's your mindset? Oh, I'm just going to be on it for the rest of my life. You know, I don't agree with that approach, okay, because I think lifestyle component should be an important component of that. That's going to be important long-term for your overall health related to disease prevention for other problems like, you know, hypertension and prediabetes and high cholesterol. So, you know, when people come in, I think it's important to lay out a plan for them. And what I've been doing well before these medicines came out was focus on a low-carb approach. And we've talked about that on the podcast in the past because, you know, calories in, calories out, which is the only other method of weight loss, really doesn't work well. And low-carb reverses insulin resistance, which is the big problem for most middle-aged, overweight Americans. So it's low-carb. Intermittent fasting, which is the second major thing that can lower insulin resistance, and then strength training. And strength training, especially here, because when you're on these medications, you are losing muscle mass. You know, your perspective is, you know, I look good. You know, I've lost a lot of weight, but you're losing muscle mass too. And we're all losing muscle mass as we age. And so strength training is a huge component if you're on these medications. I firmly believe nobody should be on these medications unless you're doing strength training. That means, you know, weights, Pilates, body weight, bands, dumbbells. You got to be doing a workout. And the minimum I feel patients need to be working out is 45 minutes three times a week.
And you say that especially for women because of osteoporosis.
Right.
And
because the amount of muscle mass you have is inversely proportional to osteoporosis. So in other words, if you build your muscle mass, then you can decrease your risk of osteoporosis as your age. And, you know, if you're a middle-aged woman and you aren't doing strength training and, you know, you're getting older, which, you know, is the case with all of us, unfortunately.
Except me, right?
I hope to get older. That's my goal.
Yeah. So, and you aren't strength training, then that's going to be a problem down the road. And, you know, my background's in the emergency department, and, you know, people just, you know, as you get older, there's a risk of a fall. You need to have strong bones to prevent that. Joe Lieberman died this week. I don't know if you heard that.
I did.
And he died as a result of a fall, you know. So, you know, falls are a big deal as you get older. And osteoporosis and a fall are not a good mix. So you want to prevent that.
Let's walk through this just a little bit for my own sanity. Let's say I come to you, you put me on the medicine, and you titrate me up, which means you increase my dosage over a period of time.
Slowly over a period of months.
And then I'm on it, and I get, and let's say my goal was I want to lose 35 pounds. I get to 35 pounds. What do you do?
Okay. Well, the first thing we do is, as we're titrating up this medicine, we try to avoid maximal doses.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to keep the dose in a reasonable range, not a maximal range.
Does that mean I don't lose weight as fast as I would if I went to
it? Well, there is that chance, but for the patients that come to me, they're doing the other things. The reason they come to me is because they're doing the other things that need to be done. The low carbs, sometimes using a continuous glucose monitor, and the fasting and the strength training. So they're doing the other things.
Are there side effects less? Are there symptoms less because you're not going...
Side effects of the medications?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because the dosing is not as strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, you go lower dosing.
So you titrated me up, meaning you took me in increments up, but you don't take me to where other places might take the high.
I have no patients on the highest amount of prescribed Wegovy. Okay, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, we usually, my ceiling is about 2/3 of what that maximum dose is.
Okay.
And then, you know, during this time, we've gotten the lifestyle changes in place. You know, people go through a lifestyle transformation when they understand low carb. You know, use a continuous glucose monitor for a number of months, and then they get it, they understand it. You know, they'll never look at a donut the same way again. You know,
I agree. I go to the store, I'm buying low carb things now, keto things, and I didn't realize that I would ever do that, but I'm doing it now because I see what's happening.
And it's almost unconscious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you make this lifestyle change. And the same with fasting. You make this lifestyle change. It's like, you know, I used to get up in the morning and eat breakfast because I was told breakfast was the most important meal of the day, which, of course, was just a ploy to sell more cereal by the cereal companies. And you learn that you can, you know, you can go till 9, 10, noon with fasting overnight with, you know, a 14 or 16-hour fast.
All right, so you titrate me up. I'm on a lower dose. I reach my goal. What happens?
Then we titrate you back down while you continue the lifestyle change.
How long does that period last where I'm going?
Generally, 3 to 4 months we titrate people down over. So, you know, you might titrate up initially over 3 to 4 months, and then you might stay at that moderate dose for a period of a few months, and then we titrate you down. My goal is to get people off the medicine in a year or less. Uh-huh. That doesn't happen 100% of the time, but it happens the majority of the time.
Do you ever see people after they've gone off the medicine, they go, damn, I gained my weight back? Or is it typically they're not, they're staying pretty true to
With my patient population, that doesn't occur. I mean, you know, if they lost 40 pounds, might they gain 3 or 5 pounds back? The answer is yes, that can happen.
Okay.
But, you know, we've put the habits in place that allow them to go ahead and continue without that weight regain. So the medicines can be an opportunity. I mean, medicines really are an opportunity for a reset for certain individuals. And sometimes
that's a good word, reset.
It is. And that's what a lot of people are looking for. You know, because a lot of people that come to you and they want to use these medications, they aren't coming to you saying, just get me on the medication and again, I want to be on them for life. There's kind of like, it's only almost like, you know, I've had this period of time where I've gained weight. I regret it. I wish I wouldn't have done that. But I had some challenges, either, you know, some family stress or work stress, or, you know, had a couple kids and with the hormonal issues, and they're just ready for a reset. So we can help people reset, but you don't want to reset with lifelong medication dependency.
Have you had any patients come to you there on the program? They take the meds, they then go through a life crisis later on, 5-10 years later, they come back to you, they need meds again. Do they start back at that low dosing, or do you have to start them? Is it like antibiotics? Are they like already immune to it?
No. So the nature, first of all, I haven't had any patients like that yet. But you know, the medications have only really been in common use for a couple years now. But you can't, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay, again, these medications are titrated up because of the side effects, the nausea or the constipation or whatever. And once you're off them for a period of time, if you restart them, you do have to start over, because you can't just start somebody at a higher dose because they'll be subject to those side effects.
But with your program and the lifestyle changes, people will not need that.
I mean, I haven't had any patients that have come back to me needing to restart the medications.
That's great, yeah.
So I saw something recently, and it was either article or something, where because of the high cost of these medicines, the manufacturer only cost them a couple bucks to make it, but because of all the branding and all the marketing and all the research that went billions of dollars, but eventually those are going to come way down and they're going to become more affordable.
They will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll become more affordable. There'll be more options over a period of time. You know, right now, I think the cost dissuades a lot of individuals, from wanting long-term use. So there's motivation there from a financial standpoint, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm not advocating that the medicine should cost a lot, but if there's a motivation, if that's part of the motivation to get off the medications and implement the lifestyle changes, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
So what if insurance companies start covering this? What would be the impact to somebody like you? Would that be like everybody's going to want it now because it's covered?
Yeah. So I think what's going to happen, at least in the near term, the next 3 to 5 years, is there will be more coverage, but the coverage that's going to provide it is going to come with a catch. It's going to come with the employer, for example, privately insured employer groups, self-insured employer groups that, you know, basically cover their employees' insurance and are at risk for those medical costs. They are going to make this medication, I think, gradually more available to individuals, but they're going to say, if we're providing you this medication, then you're going to be involved in this program
I've seen a lot of companies go into wellness programs where they're making people walk and tracking their walking.
Right.
And I think that's all great stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that's preventative medicine.
I think it's great too. So it is going to come with stipulations. There are some companies also that are saying, you know, we're going to cover this medication for this limited period of time. You know, we're going to go ahead and cover you for a year, and we expect you to make these changes during that time. And unless there's a special circumstance, they won't continue to cover it.
And that's where somebody like you, who has that boutique practice, where a GP, general practitioner, doesn't have that. They have 20 minutes with you every 6 months, if you're lucky. They don't give you the guidance that you need to get on the medicine, get off the medicine the right way, right?
Right.
So this is kind of where your specialty kicks in.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gratified that now over the years, I have a lot of docs that are referring patients to me. They, you know, they know their limitations. They know what they're able to do, and they know that I'm a specialist in this area, so to speak, and that we've had great success along with the medication, but by implementing these lifestyle changes.
Outside of the podcast, do you have any materials, say, on your website or videos that further go into GLP-1 medications and the injections?
Yeah, we basically, there's a lot of information. There's videos on the website that talk about this. And of course, when people come to us initially, we offer a free consultation, a phone consultation, where we can answer everybody's questions.
I mean, do you ever find on those phone consultations that somebody's not right for the program?
I think there are people that come and they're focused, they're over-focused on medication.
So that's what they're just because they want the
medicine.
Yeah,
we get inquiries that where people are just interested in the medication, and it's basically that's not what we do. You know, we would like to help you if you meet criteria, but it's going to be part of this program. Maybe a little paternalistic, but I've done this enough to know what's good for people.
So it's not the magic pill practice.
No, it's not. No, we are not. I mean, you can watch the commercials on TV or listen to the radio.
I guarantee you there's one on right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, the niche I built. And, I came to this out of the emergency department after a number of years, and I'm doing this now because it's fun, and I'm helping people, and I'm enjoying growing a practice. But that's what I'm passionate about, and that's where I get satisfaction.
So let me do this as we end this podcast. Danielle, can you give us a little information about if anybody's in the Dayton area, about what's going on Thursday night, correct?
Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Woodburn Library in Centerville, Ohio. We are having an in-person Q&A event with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. Come to the library. You can get any seat you want. No registration is required. But again, if the seats fill up, you will probably be standing room only.
And I think they hold 75 people, if I remember right. It's a good-sized room.
But it's Thursday, April 4th, this Thursday at 7 p.m. Hear Dr. Paul speak, and then even win a free copy of his book.
Win a free copy. Is that the shameless book plug we're doing right now? I think that is. All right, so we're going to wrap this one up because we're going into Easter weekend. Dr. Paul, any kind of thoughts you want to leave us with?
Regarding the Woodburn event, that's to talk about the continuous glucose monitor revolution, which is really my foundation, how I started in this. And we did, using continuous glucose monitors, those devices on the back of the arms of diabetics for non-diabetics and pre-diabetics. I've been doing that for 6 years now. So really, that is part of this foundation that we're talking about related to habit change. So I wrote the book on that, and we're going to be talking about that at the Woodburn Library. And then, of course, I got to mention, for anybody interested in my practice, I'm licensed in Ohio, Indiana, Florida, and Arizona. Most our visits are telemedicine, which works very well for this type of practice.
Right.
And if people are interested, you can go to the website, fill out the form, and we'll do a free phone consultation to see what your specific needs are and tell you a little bit more about what we do.
The website is metabolicmds.com/newpatientinquiry.
All right. Well, at that point, we are going to wrap this podcast up, and we'll see you all. You'll hear us real soon. You won't see you. No, nobody's seeing you.
Unless they come on Thursday.
Unless you come on Thursday. All right. Well, folks, that's it. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Terry O'Brien, your producer, and this has been the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. Please join us again for the next episode to hear how your metabolic health means everything and to learn tips on how to lose weight and possibly reverse some serious health conditions. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical professional.